You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for this lesson, the second of a two-part series on teleconferences. Teleconferences allow people from different locations to have a meeting over the telephone. While convenient, teleconferences do have some issues to keep in mind, such as keeping track of who's talking. Sometimes two people talk at the same time or talk too quickly. Because participants can't see each other, it's helpful to use signposts or short statements that prepare others for what's about to be said. Other issues, such as laying out an agenda and managing the time, also come into play. In the last episode, we heard a conversation between Craig and Elsa, two employees at Starcom, an electronics manufacturer. Craig has his first teleconference coming up, and Elsa gave him an informal tutorial teaching him about the equipment and some of the protocols for a teleconference. Today, Craig is participating in the teleconference. The host of the teleconference is Tony, a manager in Chicago. Also participating are Diana, a colleague in London, and JP, who works in marketing at the Dallas location. They're discussing the upcoming holiday season, new product lines, and advertising. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. How does JP help Craig with the agenda? 2. According to Diana, why were the printer test results disappointing? 3. Why doesn't Diana think the problem will be resolved quickly?
Good morning, all. This is Tony from the Starcom office in Chicago. We've got a lot to cover today. We need to discuss our planning for the holidays, including new product lines, advertising, and any problems that might occur. So let's get started with the roll call.
Hi, everybody. This is Diana in London speaking.
JP from marketing here in Dallas.
And I'm Craig Larson in LA. I'm kind of new here to Starcom, so I'm just getting to know the ropes, but I'm really looking forward to working with you all.
Craig, sorry, I didn't catch that. Where are you based again?
L.A.
That's great.
Okay.
Tony again. Let's go over the agenda. You all got it by email, right?
No, I didn't, actually. Who sent it?
My assistant. Last week.
Let me see.
This is J.P. Craig, I'm forwarding the agenda to you now.
Thanks, J.P. I wonder why I didn't get it.
Craig, we can talk about that later. But for now, we really need to get on with our meeting. We only have an hour. So quickly, the agenda. First, we need to discuss the new G90 wireless printers. I doubt they'll be ready for the holidays, so we need a plan B. Diana, can you get us up to speed?
Sure, Tony. We've tested the new printers, but the results have been disappointing. There's some kind of glitch in the wireless connection.
Diana, I have a question. Are you sure the problem is with our printers?
JP, it is. We've tried several different wireless networks, but the results are the same.
Tony here. Diana, how soon will they be retested?
I'm afraid we're still trying to figure out the problem, Tony. I think this might be held up for a while.
This is Craig.
Okay, so we'll wait for the... Sorry, Craig, after you.
No, go ahead.
Let's have JP, then Craig.
I'm just thinking about the time frame for marketing, particularly now that we have the problem with the wireless.
Tony begins the meeting by giving a brief overview of the agenda or meeting plan.
Good morning, all. This is Tony from the Starcom office in Chicago. We've got a lot to cover today. We need to discuss our planning for the holidays, including new product lines, advertising, and any problems that might occur. So let's get started with the roll call.
Tony's use of the word all is a quick, informal way to acknowledge the meeting participants. He also mentions the holidays. Usually, this term refers to holidays that fall at the end of the calendar year. This generally includes Thanksgiving in the U.S., Christmas, and New Year's Day. but other holidays may fall into the same time period as well. In many cultures, gifts are exchanged among family, friends, colleagues, and companies. People shop more, and retailers see a boost in sales. Everyone should have a detailed written agenda, but here Tony gives a quick summary to emphasize the points to be discussed: new product lines, advertising, and any problems that might occur. Laying out an agenda at the beginning of a teleconference is an effective way to bring structure and direction to the meeting. It doesn't have to be too specific, just a helpful summary, as illustrated in these examples.
Okay, let's get started. We have three important issues to discuss today.
We're all here? Great. Today we'll be talking about staff performance reviews.
Hi, everyone. As you know, our main goal today is to brainstorm ways to increase sales.
Good afternoon, folks. Let's begin. The first topic on the agenda today is the tax situation.
Next, participants identify themselves in a roll call. Notice that Craig speaks very quickly.
And I'm Craig Larson in L.A. I'm kind of new here to Starcom, so I'm just getting to know the ropes, but I'm really looking forward to working with you all.
And because of his rapid speech, Diana needs some clarification.
Craig, sorry, I didn't catch that. Where are you based again?
In her response, Diana uses a technique called mirroring. She asks a question at a slower, more understandable pace. In this way, she signals to Craig that he needs to slow down his speech, but doesn't make a big issue of it. Sometimes people talk quickly because they're nervous, or they might just be fast speakers. But because there are no visual cues, when someone is speaking in a teleconference, it's important to speak clearly and slowly. Let's hear some other examples of mirroring and clarifying when someone speaks too quickly.
Would you mind repeating what you just said?
Come again? I didn't catch that.
Jeff, could you speak a bit more slowly? We can't see each other, so sometimes it's hard to catch everything.
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of what you said.
Next, Tony wants to review the written agenda. It was emailed to participants beforehand, but Craig didn't receive it. The meeting stalls as Craig asks questions. JP finally forwards or sends it to him by email. How does Tony get the teleconference back on track?
Craig, we can talk about that later, but for now, we really need to get on with our meeting. We only have an hour.
Teleconference hosting services often limit the amount of time available for the meeting. For example, if a meeting is scheduled from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., the hosting will end at 2 p.m., unless an extension is requested. Tony wants to finish this meeting in an hour, so taking the time to discuss Craig's missing agenda has to wait until after the teleconference. Time management can be one of the most difficult aspects of running a teleconference. A host wants to address all issues in a limited amount of time and needs to keep everyone on the topic. So let's practice a few other ways to politely handle this.
Good point, Sarah. But let's table that for the next meeting.
Frank and Bill, we need to move forward. Can you discuss that later?
We've got some time constraints, so let's stay on topic, please.
I suggest we hold questions to the end. Some of them might be answered during our discussion.
Now, Tony wants to discuss a particular line of printers, which he doesn't think will be ready for the holiday sales season. He wants to discuss a plan B, or alternative plan, for the printers. So he asks Diana to give everyone an update on the situation, getting them up to speed on the topic.
Sure, Tony. We've tested the new printers, but the results have been disappointing. There's some kind of glitch in the wireless connection.
Diane, I have a question. Are you sure the problem is with our printers?
Diana notes that there's a glitch or malfunction with the printer's wireless connection. A wireless connection is one that doesn't use wires, cords, or cables. Let's look at JP's response for a moment. JP wants to know if the glitch is really in the printers, but instead of asking this outright, he uses a statement first. Diana, I have a question. This is called a signpost, and it can be a helpful strategy when having a teleconference discussion. It's a way to prepare listeners for what you're going to say next. Doing this helps listeners collect their thoughts and cue their own responses. There are many ways to use signposts, and they don't always have to signal questions. Let's run through a few more examples.
Let me get this straight, Tom. You're saying that July the 1st is unacceptable?
Gina, I just want to clarify. You won't be attending the meeting in Brussels, is that right?
I'd like to make this point clear. We need to hire someone immediately.
But there's something else to consider. Who has the staff to handle all these extra orders?
Notice, too, that the participants in this teleconference try to use each other's names consistently.
Tony here. Diana, how soon will they be retested?
I'm afraid we're still trying to figure out the problem, Tony. I think this might be held up for a while.
Sometimes, voices in teleconferences might sound similar and be hard to distinguish. Or sometimes, a participant may not know everyone, like Craig, and may need help telling voices apart. Using names either to identify yourself or to respond to someone else helps everyone keep track of who is talking to whom. It can usually be informal, such as in the following examples.
This is Carlos, and I'd like to answer Karen's question.
Sarah speaking. Can someone email that report to me?
Steve here. John makes a good point about getting more parts.
I think, this is Lisa, by the way, that we need a new strategy.
So what happens next? Craig and JP speak at the same time. Another common problem in teleconferences.
This is Craig.
Okay, so we'll wait for the
They try to resolve it politely, as neither wants to appear impolite. So Tony, as the host, decides who should speak next.
Sorry, Craig, after you.
No, go ahead.
Let's have JP, then Craig.
When JP says, after you, he's telling Craig that he's fine with Craig speaking first. But Craig is also polite and tells JP to go ahead with his statement. Let's have JP is a shorter way of saying, let's have JP speak first. Two or more people talking at once can be a real problem in teleconferences, especially if there are a lot of people involved and the discussion is heated. Some may insist on being heard, others may argue. It's the host's responsibility to sort this out, whether this means choosing who speaks or reminding others that they must speak one at a time for the meeting to remain effective. What are some other things the host can say?
Let's just talk one at a time, please.
Sounds like Ken and Brian both have something to say. Ken, why don't we start with you?
Let's be careful not to talk over one another.
Let's hear from Harry first, then Lorraine.
Now, let's practice some of the language functions and vocabulary we've covered today. Let's begin by practicing some of the language you can use to give a signpost when phrasing a question or comment. Signposts are like signals that prepare listeners for what you are going to say. For each cue, you'll hear a statement or question. Think of a signpost to add to the beginning based on the prompt. For example, if you hear...
The ad copy needs to be revised.
Prompt. Make a point.
You could say...
I'd like to make a point. The ad copy needs to be revised.
There can be a variety of correct answers. We'll play a sample after each one. Are you ready? Let's try it.
Different countries have different tech standards.
Prompt. Consider something else. Example answer. We need to consider something else. Different countries have different tech standards.
What happens if the shipment is delayed?
Prompt. Mind. Ask a question. Example answer. Do you mind if I ask a question? What happens if the shipment is delayed?
The printer noise levels are high.
Prompt. Stress what Jen said. Example answer. I'd like to stress what Jen said. The printer noise levels are high.
Those figures haven't been released yet?
Prompt. Get this straight. Example answer. Let me get this straight. Those figures haven't been released yet?
Now let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, saying the missing word. For example, if you hear...
I prefer a... keyboard, because it keeps my work area neat and tidy.
You can say...
I prefer a wireless keyboard, because it keeps my work area neat and tidy.
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Starting in January, I'll be in Singapore. Answer. Starting in January, I'll be based in Singapore.
Is everyone going to be in the office during... Answer. Is everyone going to be in the office during the holidays?
We don't need to make a decision now. Let's... this discussion. Answer. We don't need to make a decision now. Let's table this discussion.
That strategy will never work. We need a... Answer. That strategy will never work. We need a plan B.
There was a... in the system and some customers were charged too much. Answer. There was a glitch in the system and some customers were charged too much.
We've come to the end of this lesson, the second of a two-part series on teleconferences. We've studied language and expressions for starting a teleconference and laying out an agenda, clarifying and mirroring when someone talks too quickly, managing time, using signposts and names, and handling when two people speak at once. We've also covered some new vocabulary words. Be sure to check out the study notes for this and other episodes at www.businessenglishpod.com. You can also stop by our online learning center, which features many additional online activities and transcripts. See you next time, and thanks for listening.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.